In the world of technology, I mean, a space or a world that we really love and enjoy, and we have a very complicated relationship with that world. Nowadays we just call it Silicon Valley, but it's important to understand that technological developments happen all over the world, even within our own country and continent, and in other continents as well, in Asia, here in Africa, in all parts of the world. Obviously not in spaces like in Antarctica, although they have their own forms of technology which might not be necessarily the same as what we're used to calling technology. Point being that we have a very complicated relationship with this world. We both love and hate it. Sometimes it introduces things that are to our benefit. Other times it introduces things that aren't. One of the things I appreciate a lot, for example, being a South African citizen, is just how SARS is able to collect and calculate our taxes. It is beautiful. It's brilliant. You just log on to an app and accept, right? And you're done. You're done with your taxes. I mean, in other countries, you literally have to hire an accountant to do your taxes because of how it is calculated. You need, when you go into a store, it's not calculated into the product. And technology allows us to do so. America is one of those countries where tax is calculated that way. And I don't get why. But anyways, in other news, in the world of technology, we've just received not necessarily Android, I think it's Android 15, the latest Android version, which is really, really quite awesome. I'm very excited for where Android is going. Android is really, really becoming an ecosystem in it of itself. And I love that, right? Because like right now, with an Android device and also Windows laptops, you don't need to worry about downloading extra apps when you want to share large files with another device or with other devices. You can simply just use QuickShare and it works beautifully. So Google and Samsung partnered on that. And Android 15 is taking that to the next level. And I'm really, really enjoying that, right? One of the things that I've noticed they're doing is Bluetooth. From now on, with Android 15 going forward, your phone or anything that is using a Bluetooth, or rather using Android 15, when it's connecting to Bluetooth, you can connect to multiple headphones. So what I mean is, if you have a Bluetooth headset and you have four other friends with Bluetooth headsets, you can connect all of them to the same device and listen to the same, watch the same film, listen to the same playlist. And that is incredible, right? That is amazing. I mean, a lot of headphones, right? Headphones and earphones that are Bluetooth or wireless nowadays, some don't yet have the ability to connect to multiple devices at the same time. But we know that our smartphones are able to connect to multiple devices at a time and able to stream to those devices at the same time. So they're improving that so that there's seamless connectivity between Android and especially with the relationship between Android and Windows as well. So I'm really, really looking forward to that. There's other features like for privacy. You know, I've never really understood why Samsung was the first to introduce within Android the secure folder. I don't know if they were the first, but they were the first that they introduced it and then it was used seriously. It was them. And I don't know, in the beginning, I didn't find it very important. And I didn't realize that that's what that was Android's response to being able to lock specific folders and files and keep them separate. There are some pictures that you don't want just anyone to see. The problem with it is, which is the dilemma, right? The problem with this now, it's going to become ubiquitous, meaning every Android phone that's running Android 15 is going to be able it's going to have its own secure folder. Right now, I believe it's already launched the beta to Pixel devices, as Google does with Android. It launches everything on Pixel first, which is where I believe they test it, probably, and then they launch it to the rest of the Android manufacturers as well. I now understand that there is a dilemma there, and there is a positive and a negative to how it can be used. It can be used for cheating in relationships, people keeping accounts that their spouses don't even know about, you know. Or it can be used as a place where you actually legitimately keep things that you don't want other people to have access to, like your ID, like your, you know, a copy of your ID, your biometrics, basically, that identify you within that folder, your passports, your boarding tickets, and all of those things, if you're a person who travels frequently, or even something that you use to gain access at work. Maybe you're doing it via a QR code or something. You'd want to keep all of those things private and the security to be a lot harder to hack than the rest of your phone. Or even if someone stole your device, they'd have a difficulty accessing that specific data. Maybe it even has your children or your family, your parents' details and biometrics, and you want to keep that separate from everything else. That's very understandable, and it's something that we can all relate to. But I mean, we also can't shy away from the fact that such a feature within a phone enables other things, right? And it is something that we need to discuss, because then it changes our relationship with technology. It gives us the option to hide things from the people that we should be sharing things with, building things with. And I've thought about that quite a lot. And sometimes it even gives you too much privacy, to the point where, I mean, at the end of the day, we all should just be checking ourselves and growing and becoming people who are not unnecessarily secretive. You should reveal as much as possible and only hide as much as necessary, not the other way around. But I do want to ask you, if you go online and you look at what Android is bringing onto the market, which I believe it is Android 15, and I definitely want to go and explore some of the features. I mean, they're not bringing out as many features as they used to in the past, because Android used to have many, 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 many features that used to launch very frequently. But I think now it's also getting better connectivity in terms of cellular. It's also getting better Wi-Fi connection. And a lot of devices are focusing on health, right? And obviously Android 15 is being optimized for AI, which is another thing that we need to consider. So go check out these features and let me know which one do you feel will be most helpful to you.